Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Elohim Speaks Sunday. We're here live in a living color. We're in a conversation. As I walk the path of being anything good, I will keep my mind focused and read what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment. I'll get what I want. Okay? Remember, love is an act that makes us feel good. Why do we say assertion when we open up the show? Because we're at the point where as we know how the universe works and we know how to bring things to it. So we don't have to literally, we're not praying to no individual out there. We're, the universe works for us. So we don't pray to the universe. We literally tell the universe what we want. And through action and reaction, read what you sow. The universe will make things work for us and bring things to us what we want. Question is, you literally have to be careful what you want and what you're asking for. And that's part of the problem why we don't get what we want, because a lot of us really don't know what we want. And we literally have to learn what we want if we're going to get what we want. Now, we always start the first 5 minutes of the show talking about love, which is very important. We think love is very important. That's why we talk about it, because we don't actually love each other the way we're supposed to, because this culture doesn't teach us how to love. It don't teach love. It teaches us how to deal with each other. It teaches that sex is love. Sex is not love. Sex is how you procreate. That's what sex is for. Sex is for procreation. All right? Yeah, it feels good. Sure, it feels good because we need the babies. We need to procreate, right? Because if we don't procreate, right, they talk about the tree of life. You have to remember, your children, that's the tree of life. And they say that you're supposed to eat out from what the tree of life produces. And if the children are producers, okay, how do we go forward in life? How are we journeying? Okay? We can't, because the children is actually our extension, our physical extension on this planet, and that's what's going on, okay? So we have to teach our children how to produce. So our children have to know who they are and what's going on. This society is definitely not telling our children who they are and what's going on, and we need to learn who we are and what's going on, you know? And these are some of the things that we need to get used to. The calling number is 516-453-9230. I hope that's the number I'm giving out. Yeah, 516-453-9230. Okay. Now, now that that's been said, let's talk about a little love for a minute. You know, I mean, if you're treating each other, if the acts that you're committing are against each other, male or female, in group or whatever, is designed to make the other person feel good, then if you're both doing the same thing, you'll be in a feel-good relationship. That's how it works, okay? It comes down to every little thing that you're doing, what you're supposed to be doing, how you're supposed to be doing. It all comes down to committing acts that make other people feel good, okay? And it's for the committing acts that make you feel good, right? And that's how the whole thing works. I know it seems kind of simple, but that's how it works, you know? Now, women have been down with love for a long time, you know? If you give a woman some money, tell her to go dress her man. She'll dress her man to a T. She size, underwear size, shirt size, size. She don't have a dog on it. Give a man the same money, he has to go and find out, what is a small, what is a D or a double D? What, how does that work, you know? You don't really know, you know? And see, that's part of the whole thing. These little things that we're supposed to know. We act like it's the big things, but it's not. It's a lot of little things, you know. And sometimes that's why females don't speak it up. It seems like a small thing until they over and over and over build up. Then that small thing becomes a big thing. And she says, she's exhaling on you, trying to figure out, oh, where's all this coming from, you know? Well, she done exhaled on you, and you trying to figure out what happened months ago, you know? Well, you wish she'd have spoke up months ago, but it wasn't a big deal at that particular time. But it begins to grow. It begins to build over and over and over until it gets to the point that it just explodes within her. And that's when she brings it all up. And she goes, oh, I didn't know I did all that, you know? So it'd be nice if the females spoke up on the small things. Okay, don't wait. Don't just speak up on a big thing. Oh, that makes difference, all right? Now, the topic for today is, will we ever be free? Now, I'd like to dialogue about that, you know, to find out exactly what freedom means to different people, you know what I mean? Now, remember, if you want to comment or say anything, just press 1 on your dial, and I'll note that that your mic is open. I'll open up your mic, and you can comment or make a statement, something like that. And we'll be able to see what's going on, okay? Sometimes sometimes things don't work too good, and it's hard to... sometimes if it's not working, then I'll know when I try to open up your mic and I'm open up. Then you'll just have to listen. You won't be able to say anything, but strangely enough, most of you seem to listen most of the time and don't dialogue, although I would like to have a dialogue, but it's okay. As long as I know you're here chiming in, listening what's going on, you appreciate me being on the radio, that's great, okay? That's great. So what we're talking about now is we're talking about freedom, you know? Let's talk about what freedom is first, you know? What in the world is freedom? And how come we seem to be fighting for it all the time, but we never seem to get it, you know? Now, right now, for the last 90 years, black people in this country have been under mob rule, white mob rule, something like that. You know, not only black people, but everybody has been on the white mob rule, you know? Actually, going through the women's suffrage movement and the lynching and the murder and the suppressing the power of people in the country and not allowing them to vote, moving boxes around so we can't push this country in the right direction. When you're voting, you're supposed to be pushing this country in the right direction. But I don't vote. Yeah, well, you better vote. That's why our country's in shape that it's in right now. Our infrastructure's all screwed up. Everything is messed up because you're not out there voting, putting people in office that's going to do the right thing, going to do what they're supposed to do for the country, you know? Now, let's get back to talk about what I think freedom is, okay? Freedom means control. If you don't have control, you don't have no freedom. It's just that simple. Freedom means control. Stop, ask yourself, what do I really have control over? Am I controlling anything? You know? And we have to think about that. We have to think about what we have to control. Are we controlling anything? Do we control anything? And the only control we have in this country, if you don't have money, well, is the vote. That's the only power you have. You control what congressmen, senators, governors, what politicians are in office, what judges are in office. You know, you vote for the judges too. Some of these judges are locking our children up, are giving them these long sentences for nothing. You need to vote them out of office and let them know that you'll vote them out of office. You know, when their name comes up on that ballot, vote them out. You know, and that's what we haven't been doing. We haven't been voting these people out that are misrepresenting us, you know. And when you go to court, anytime you go to court, take those judges' names down. Write their names down. Learn who they are, or what, you know, and what precedents they've set, you know, by the court case that they have on their children, what they've done with your children. So you can vote them out of office if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because this is how you push the country in the right direction, all right? You push the country in the right direction by the power that you have, which is the vote, okay? Now, you say, well, why? Who gave me the right to vote, you know? After the Civil War, right, President Hanson and them set the system up. But after the Civil War, okay, you fought again for some type of control, some type of freedom. You're talking about democracy, so you fought again for that. And when the people that think you should be a slave lost, talking about the slave master, the one that's been perpetrating mob rule on you for the last 90 years, when they lost and realized they can't do it physically with the gun, they went to the ballot, man. You know? When they saw that the people were getting their rights and the things that they're supposed to have, and then the first thing they did was shot one of the leaders, they killed the leaders that's actually pushing for the people. Because these people are very adamant about you being their slave and that being them being in charge over you. I'm talking about blacks and poor whites and poor blacks, you know, over blacks, you know, because you got blacks that feel the same way. It's not a color thing, although whites have been the primary oppressors. Whites have been the primary rulers through mob violence, and that's what they've been doing, you know. And so we have to sort of switch this thing around a little bit. But you do have some control, and you have to learn to exercise your control. You have to exercise what freedom you do have, you know. And it's a strange thing. You really have to exercise what freedom you do have, you know. This democracy is what they're supposed to be setting up all over the world, planet, you know, is what with corruption and racism. Once the racism get in there, whether it be black racist, white racist, green racist, no matter what color you are, when once the racism come in, one group is honored more than other groups. I don't care what country you're in. That's what's going on all over the planet under democracy. Because they're not teaching people what democracy is and how it's supposed to work, you know? And the people are taking to the streets demonstrating because they can't seem to get what they want done. But you have to remember, it ain't just the top leader that you're voting for. You're voting for all them guys underneath, you know? And that's what tips the balance of power, you know, voting for the people underneath. And you got people that come to power, they want to be a dictator. They want to rule. They don't ever want to get out. They love it so much that they make so much money in there through corruption and the deals that they're making across the country. And a lot of leaders from other countries will pay money to influence the elections and stuff like that there to get the people that they want in there so that they can have access to the material and stuff that's in the country. So you have to really, really be careful who's training you, who's teaching your children. And don't be afraid, you know, to pick up the gun if you have to. I'm saying it straight up, you know, because you got to understand, don't be afraid of violence, but be very, very skeptical about how you use it, okay? It's like you have children. When you spank your child, you're putting violence on your child. So when you spank your child, you should be very, very selective on how you spank your child. You don't spank your child for any old thing. You don't commit violence on your child for any old thing. You follow what I'm saying? And I think that children should only be spanked one time. And, you know, I mean, if they're really young, you know, and you can't talk to them, you should be beaten on them. I mean, that's just my opinion. Shouldn't spank a child until the child is old enough to literally understand what you're talking about. And then when they get to that age, you should only have to hit them once just to let them know that you do it. And after that, yes, you should be in some type of dialogue with the child so that you know what's going on, okay? Now, all this is about freedom. I would like some feedback or some dialogue, but if you don't want to say anything, that's good. I was running around, that's fine. And if you're ready to talk, just remember, press 1, okay? And we'll be able to dialogue, open up your mouth. You can say what you want. If you have, even if you want to advertise a commercial or something, or a business or a show or something you have, you can do that as well, okay? Now, the primary talk today is about freedom, you know? When will we ever be free? We're not going to become free until we learn what freedom is. Until we learn how to handle freedom. That's something to think about, you know? How do you handle freedom when they do give it to you? You know what I mean? You can't be sitting in the clubs all day long, sitting here playing video games and watching TV all day long, somebody's supposed to be running the country. You know, you can't leave these guys alone out there running the country by themselves. That's not how it works. You got to be in their ear when things are going on. You got to write your congressman, your senator, and tell them what's up. Let them know how you feel. When these town meetings jump off, you got to be there. You know what I mean? The town meetings should be packed, overflowing, all right, with the community to express what they want to tell the people that they've elected to represent them. You understand what I'm saying? You have some semblance of freedom. but you're squandering it. You're pissing it away. You know what I mean? Most of the stuff that they have for you, that they're paying these guys millions of dollars to get on the field and play, they're there just to distract you from what's really going on. I'm telling you like this, you know what I mean? You sitting in the baseball field, basketball game, oh, you're a fan. You love baseball. You love basketball. And they robbing and stealing you blind. You don't know what's going on. You know, you talk to some fans, they know the stats and who did what and, you know, how many shots the guy made that year and how many fouls he made. They know every doggone thing. Ask them something about politics, they don't know. They don't know who's in office, who's on first. They don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And because they're so distracted with the fantasy, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, all those things are distractions from keep you from knowing the stats of what's going on in that political arena and who's doing what, you know? You got Mitch McConnell in there, right? And his state, his county, is some of the poorest in the country. And they love this guy. Why? Because they're not paying attention to what he's doing, you know? He passing the buck, blaming on everybody else, but he's a senator down there. He could do more for those people. What I'm saying, but he's not doing it, you know. Look at how he's handling the Congress and what he's doing in there, what the Republicans are doing in there, what the Democrats, watch what these people are doing, you know. Learn what they're saying, you know. You got, we're talking about democracy, all right, but some people don't want democracy. They want socialism, communism, whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, it's okay for them to voice their opinions, that's what they want, but if you like democracy, right? Why would you vote for somebody that's not into democracy? It doesn't make sense. See what I'm saying? You do have some semblance of freedom. We're talking about individual freedom, and we're talking about freedom as a group. Now, that's something to think about, you know? You do have individual freedom to do certain things, all right? Then there's freedom as a group, right? Your freedom as a group comes from you guys working collectively to get something done. But you have to know that it's yours to do. You know, I talked to some people about basketball. Man, they know every doggone thing there is about those players. And then when you start talking about the senators and the congressmen, they don't have a clue because they're so distracted by the fantasy. See, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, all of it. It's a distraction. They put it out there to distract you from keep your attention away from what's really going on. And the average person in the country don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? Until it actually comes on their doorstep. Then they're worrying about it. No. That's not how it works. You know what I'm saying? We have to wake up and begin thinking about what's going on. We're talking about freedom. Now, remember, if you have a comment or something to say, just press one on your mic, one on your phone, and you'll be able to dialogue back and forth. Let's talk about freedom. What does freedom mean to you? You know what I mean? And do you think that you're free now? You know, if you think you're free now, hit one. Let's talk about it. And we'll see whether you're actually free or not. Let's dialogue about something. We need to know what's going on, you know? My surgeon understanding, most of the problems that we have is due to leadership. You follow what I'm saying? You get a good leader in there, things work good for a while. But the minute you get a bad leader in there, everything sucks. You follow what I'm saying? Russia turned into a dictatorship. China turned into a dictatorship. You got other countries that are turned into a dictatorship where one man rule, one woman rule, and the people are going along with it because they don't have a choice. They think they don't have a choice. Let me put it like that. You do have a choice. You follow what I'm saying? Now, you have two cultures on this planet. I know they tell me about so many cultures that we have. And when you're dancing and when you're singing, this is your culture, not your culture. All those things are distractions. You know what I mean? Your culture is reap what you sow. And dog eat dog. Those are the two cultures that you have. That's what's running the planet, okay? And if you're under the reap what you sow culture, trying to do things for people and trying to get reciprocity and all that stuff, that's fine. But the dog eat dog people, they're always coming, okay? Now, if you don't believe that, go check out some of the history of the people on the planet. You follow what I'm saying? I don't care what country that they were, how powerful the country is. When the doggy dog people come through with the violence and the machines and tanks and bombs and all that kind of stuff, if you're not prepared for them when they come, they will take your stuff, okay? That's what freedom is all about. Freedom is all about paying attention to what's going on, man. And you have to wake up. Well, we're so far behind. We have to wake up and smell the coffee. We need to wake up and drink the dark coffee. We need a couple cups of coffee to wake us up. You know, we running around here thinking everything is great. Oh, man, I want to go to the football game. And we were in about a tabernacle in the crew out there, you know. I mean, that's why they have such a fit when he brought politics into the game. The game is supposed to be a sleeping pill. They ain't supposed to be alerting you to what's going on out there. That's why they were so pissed off at him. And anybody that uses the sports platform to express their political opinion. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on. Now, what gets them to do different things sports-wise, who they're hiring and all that, is who's sitting in the seat. That's who's paying for everything. When you go to the seat, that's paying for everything. Now, the politics, here's something to think about. The politics control who has the money to sit in the seats. If you notice, you go to these games, there's mostly Europeans in the seats, okay? Because the seats are $100, $150, okay? You go to a Beyonce concert, it's not a whole lot of black people up front. You know what I'm saying? Because the tickets are so high, you can't afford to go. We're talking about the middle class. See, a lot of this stuff is set up for the middle class to keep them distracted, to keep them from going out here politically trying to change anything, all right? This is why you're not in the seats, okay? And if you're politically motivated, you're supposed to be studying this stuff. We're talking about freedom. Freedom, you know, this is my opinion about freedom, and I would like you to give me yours. That's fine. We can talk, even if you disagree. Freedom means control. You know, we've started a society, and the society is going pretty good. People are coming in, and I'm getting the information out so that they can study, they can read, they can know what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? Now, in this society, the one problem that I saw that we had has been solved by this society. There's no leadership, okay? Well, how are you going to, people have asked me, well, how are you going to have a government without leadership? Somebody got to tell you, get up in the morning, or come on, do this, and come on. No, you can do it yourself. Wake yourself up. Get yourself ready. That's why some people go to work every day and don't miss a paycheck, and some people get fired for tardiness because they can't get themselves up enough to go in to go to work to get the paycheck. You follow what I'm saying? Problems can be solved. You say, well, I'm just one person. What can I do? It only takes one person to come up with an idea to change everything. You follow what I'm saying? You can do something, but first you have to know who you are. Oh, boy. They do not want you to know who you are, without a question. Because once you realize who you are, the whole planet is going to change. The only reason why we're in this much trouble is because they got you convinced of who you think you are. This is why you don't know what freedom is. That's why you don't have no control. You have no control of the neighborhood. You don't have no control over nothing. You have no control over schools. But the control is there for you to take. But you got to get your head out of the fantasy world, okay? You're sitting home watching episode after episode of fantasy when you should be studying what's going on in the school system, political system, what's going on with your infrastructure, what's going on with the airports, your military. You're supposed to know all this stuff. You're supposed to know this here structure. You follow what I'm saying? You're supposed to know that this is what type of government this really is and how President Hansen and them set it up. You're supposed to know this. You know, if you're black, you're supposed to know what laws and rules that President Hansen on the Continental Congress was using when they set this up. You're supposed to know that. So you're supposed to know when the dog-eat-dog, I'm talking about the dog-eat-dog culture, when they come through to take stuff, you're supposed to know what they're taking and how they're lying to you and stealing your stuff. But you don't know. They're caught up in the fantasy. You got people out there marching in the street. Black power, Black Lives Matter. How long have we been marching out there? And how long are we going to keep marching? Okay? You see what I'm saying? Nothing's going to change until you get to the polls, until you start voting these voting people in. That's going to make some changes. That's how it works. You can march in the street. I mean, it helps. You know, it helps. I let them know that people are unsatisfied. See what I'm saying? But those marchers should have letters on their congressman's desk. See what I'm saying? They should be writing to the congressman, the citizens, the alderman. All these people should be complaining. Them. The mail should be stacked up on their desk complaining. That's how you protest. Okay? Going down the street, walking around. That's not really how you protest, you know? Even white folks, when they went down to Congress, you know, with their little protests, you know what I mean? Of course, they didn't treat them like they treat Black folks. You know, it's different. They had the police on their side. Police opened barricades for them. Police down there, take a selfie with them. You know what I'm saying? It showed you the lopsidedness of the people you got running the country. Why are they running the country like that? Because you didn't vote. You didn't take control over what's yours. This is your country. They got you thinking that the government is somebody other than you. I see, because you don't know. Somebody's calling me. Why are they calling me? I don't know. But anyway, you need to know what your job is and what you're supposed to be doing. You see what I'm saying? You wonder why you can't find work. You know what I mean? Wonder why you don't have access to the money at the banks. Why you don't look at the commercials on TV. You know what I mean? And then a whole lot of Black people on the commercials. Ain't a whole lot of Black businesses out there that have access. See what I'm saying? To the commercial industry, because it costs so much. When I had my club, they wanted $25,000 just for a few seconds of commercial in Philadelphia. I got one club here. I'm going to pay them $25,000 to advertise. I don't think so. See what I'm saying? Now, there's a way that you can that you can have your advertising, and they can deduct the advertising. This is how they give their people access and keep you from having it. Why? You didn't know that. You're not studying. You're not learning. You're not listening. You're not working. You're caught up in the game. What game? All the games. Okay? I don't care what game it is out there. Those games are there to distract you from what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? They can't change the law in the country because according to the Constitution, there are no Black people here. The United States citizen. That's how you have to come at them. You can't come at them as Black people, Chinese people. The Chinese got their reparations because they came at them as United States citizens. They didn't come at them as Chinese or Korean, or the Korean or Japanese. But the Japanese, I got the country mixed up here. They came at them as United States citizens. That's what everything is for. You see what I'm saying? Italians ain't out there talking about Italian power and Greek power. They know that they're United States citizens. And every law that's passed affects all the citizens, okay? When Blacks protesting got better rights through the ballot, right? You wonder why the LGBT community and white women have so much access to everything that you fought to get because you don't know how to go and apply for the stuff. See what I'm saying? Once you fought for it and turned over to the congressman, you thought that was it. No, that's not it. You got to go in a rumble for this stuff. You got to fight for this stuff. You see what I'm saying? You have to study. Study what it is, what's going on, and how to get it. You know what I'm saying? That's how the whole thing works. We're talking about freedom. Freedom is all around you, okay? But you're squandering your freedom. You're squandering your chance. Make some changes for yourself and for your children. You know what I'm saying? You don't have access to certain money in the bank. That's not no coincidence. They're redlining your district. Why are they redlining your district? Because you're not in that congressman's butt to make them and let them know what's going on. You know what I mean? I had a friend of mine that had trouble living in a little community out there. You know what I'm saying? And he tried to talk to his congressman and all that kind of stuff, you know, by himself. which is good. But he shouldn't solicit the support of his neighbors. And all of them should be writing the congressmen and senators and stuff like that, and the alderman in the district. And the judges, you vote these judges in office. You can vote them out. Follow what I'm saying? That's how it works. Just you walking up and down the street complaining with some doggone signs. Check your history out, man. Even when they had the same situation in France, it didn't change until they killed. They had to kill the aristocrats because the aristocrats wasn't giving up no power. They knocked off the whole doggone family in Russia. And so, you see what I'm saying? That's the bad part about dictatorships, the aristocracy, and things like that. That's the bad part about it. They don't want to give up their power. You know, the one family ruled for 300 years over there in Russia. And what they did, they killed all of them. Mama, papa, child, everybody. They killed the whole family off. That's the only way they could get rid of them. That's why the democracy is so important. You can change government without picking up the gun and going to war. That's why the democracy is so important. When people come and talk about socialism, communism, all that, you know what I mean? Democracy is better because the people have control over who's running things. And that this big battle that they had, well, call it a big battle, while we're arguing so much with the white mob rule, okay, that's what we've been under for the last 90 years, white mob rule, okay? And you can go back through the history and look at all the suffering that the people have went through and how the mob, the white mob came out, you know what I mean? Now, here's something that you might not know, okay, especially black folks. The KKK was not originally set up as a hate group, okay? See what I'm saying? That original outfit was designed by black folk. That little white stuff to be wearing was designed by black folk. There was black folk in the original KKK, okay? It was designed as a political instrument, see what I'm saying, to bring about change in the area. That's what it was designed for at first. But the hate guys, the hate mongers took it over. The dog-eat-dog people took it over. Oh, you didn't know that black started the KKK, huh? That black designed those uniforms. I'm telling you, this is what I'm talking about. We're so busy following the stats on the baseball and the football and the basketball. You know what I mean? We know everything LeBron James did. You know what I mean? We know what he had for breakfast. You know what I mean? And you don't know what the congressmen and senators are doing. And they're the ones controlling the dollars that are coming into your neighborhood. They're the ones controlling the rules that you have to follow. They're changing rules on you, and you don't even know what's going on. You don't know what the rule change are. You have to wake up and smell a coffee. That's why we're talking about freedom today. Okay, now remember, all you have to do is press one on your dial, and you can make a comment, or if you disagree, you have something to say to add to the conversation. Even if you want to take away from the conversation, it's up to you. Just chime in, and we'll be good to go. But right now, dialogue is good. We can dialogue back and forth. I appreciate you being on the line. All those that have called in, I want to thank you so much for being there. At least I know that I'm not here by myself. I appreciate that, you know. And now tomorrow at 6 o'clock, well, we're going to change that. I'm going to change that because it's too difficult for me to get on at 6 o'clock. Okay, that's a little in the middle of everything, you know. So we're going to switch the society's talk to 8 o'clock. We're going to switch everything to 8 o'clock. Now, Legacy of a Nation hasn't been on the air since Brother Mark got sick. So we're going to activate Legacy of a Nation on Saturday at 8 o'clock as well. And hopefully I can get him, if he feels better, I can get him started. I can be his co-host. He used to be mine when he first started out. And then he took over Legacy of a Nation, and I started with him to speak. This is the Legacy of a Nation broadcast network. We have other channels that are started by Legacy of a Nation. Now, if you want your own radio show, too, you know, just let us know. We can get you hooked up where you can talk for an hour on what you want to talk about. You follow what I'm saying? This is a global show. A lot of times when your show is up, you know, and people aren't calling in, you don't have to worry about that because they're listening all over the world to your show, okay? You can check which countries is listening, and we have a lot of followers out there, especially Elohim Five Tribes. Now, Elohim Five Tribes is definitely global, all right? Well, we're not ready yet as a society, but I'll plug you in. If you want to know a little bit more about the political aspect, go and Google Elohim Five Tribes Political Party. Go Google it. It's global. It's global. You'd be surprised at what's going on out there, okay? We just got our coat of arms done, thanks to the UAIA. They finished the coat of arms. I believe I texted it to everybody so they can see what it looks like. And the flag and everything, we're going to put that on the site, on the political site, because it needs to be up there. The society flag is not there. Well, not because we just started the society a few months ago. So we're going to put that on the site as well, okay? And we're going to eventually do a lot of work on the political side, but right now we're not really ready for political right now. We're still organized, and people are sending out the books and stuff like that there. And then there's a religious aspect to it, Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. If you want to know the truth about Christ and the truth about Allah, you know, you need to check in with our society. And we'll be talking about that starting next week. We'll be talking about things like that there. You know, now I know I've been talking about the Bible a lot. I'm a Bible thumper because there's a lot of power in that book that our children don't know about because they're not teaching how to read it. But that's how they came to power. That's why you can go to all the hotels all over the country, and there's a Bible in there because they respect the book so much because that book gave them the wherewithal on how to rule the planet. You know what I'm saying? I could go into it, but I'm not going to get into all that right now. We're talking about this. But that's part of your freedom. See what I'm saying? Especially as black folk. I'm saying black folk, that's not who you really are, but as black folk, that's part of your freedom. Okay, that's what you recognize as black people. You recognize the black people. Okay, why use the term black people? Some people say so-called black people. But this is part of your freedom. Every book, oh, that's right, it's Black History Month, February. It gave us 1 month of world history, because black history is world history. Anyhow, every book in that Bible was written by black folk. Every book in the Bible was written by black folk, okay? And it was written for two ways. One way to lead you on a spiritual journey, and another way to give you a code on how to gain power. Things and how to gain power so that you learn how to protect the reap what you sow culture that's coming out of the book. Okay? Reap what you sow people aren't into the violence and killing and murder and all that. That's the doggy dog crew. That's your military. But you can't just leave the military out there by themselves. That's why President Hanson and them, the founding fathers, and you're talking about George and the crew, they deal with these. You're talking about the founding father, real founding fathers. When they set this thing up, they put the military under civilian control. That's why the president today is in charge of the military. Because read what you sow culture, it's supposed to be over the doggy dog culture. Because the doggy dog culture will go crazy. That's why the dictatorships are so bad. Because they're coming up, the dictators are coming up under the doggy dog culture. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and how children say, get down and lay down, that's how they be coming. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened under Islam. And that's what happened under, so-called Christianity. If I was saying, I'm saying so-called Christianity because they put Jesus' name on it and Jesus wasn't no Christian. But that's a whole nother story, okay? They put his name on a system that they were using to rule the world. And they brought racism through that doggone system. If I'm saying that they set up in the name of Jesus, okay? I'm just throwing it out there, you know, so you can hear it. If I'm saying, and the Bible's not a religious book. It's a code book. I keep telling people that. But they don't seem to get the message, you know. People come out, I'm a Christian. I follow the Bible. Ask them, do you eat flesh? Yeah, they eat flesh. How are you going to be following the Bible? The Bible tells you they're supposed to be vegetarian or vegan. That's what you're supposed to be vegetarian according to the book. If I understand. You're supposed to, yeah, the economic structure, you're supposed to be on the economic structure according to the book where you never be broke, ever. You're never supposed to be broke. You're always supposed to have at least $10,000-$20,000 stuck in your pocket someplace. At least. If you ain't carrying that kind of money, if you don't have that kind of money set up someplace, then you're missing the point. You're missing what the book is trying to tell you what to do. You follow what I'm saying? My daughter asked me one day, Well, Dad, why are you carrying so much money around with you? I don't know. I just, you know what I mean? It feels good to walk around with a couple thousand dollars in the pocket. $100 bills stacked up. It just feels good. When you go into the store, you have to you can buy whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? And that makes a difference. But you don't just buy whatever you want because you have your schedule according to the book. You only can buy the things that's going to bring you money is for money. You know what I'm saying? If you have money, you're supposed to be using it to make money. Residual income. All right? We're going to do a show on economics. I ain't doing a show on economics in a minute. That's why I'm going to bring legacy information back. Because we need to talk about history, economics, health, all of this stuff. So we're going to bring back legacy information on Saturday. So we can go through some of those topics. Okay? But now on Sunday, Sunday is a wake-up call. Right? Now, this will be the last Sunday that I'll be talking generally, right? We have to explain the things on Sunday that controls your life. Things that control your life. Politics and religion. Your spiritual side and your physical side. That's what controls your life. And that's what we're going to be talking about starting next week. That's what we're going to be talking about. Although it's going to be influenced with history. This is our Black History Month. So we're going to do some talk about history. So tune in, you know what I mean? And if you have some comment, if you're studying something and you want to pass it on to the people on the radio, people around the world, listen to me, okay? There's people that listen to this station around the world. And if you want to give them a message, chime in, hit one, and give them a message, okay? I'm not forcing people to do that. I'm just saying the opportunity is over there. Opportunity is there, okay, where you can do that, all right? So, the stuff I'll be saying, a lot of people are taking it in. They're taking notes. They're writing stuff down, which is good, and that's fine. You know, that's fine, too. You don't have to dialogue if you don't want to. That's fine. You know what I mean? When I open up the mic, I'm prepared to 1 hour, which is okay. I can talk 2 or 3 hours, but an hour is fine, you know. Excuse me. But we're here every Sunday, okay? Every Sunday we're going to be here. We're going to be here Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm trying to open up where we're here every day, you know. Since it's global, I don't have to really worry about it. A lot of the local people are calling in because you can catch the show anytime during the week because all the shows are recorded. Okay. Some people don't call in during the time of the show, but they will catch the show later on. You can download the show. You can listen to the show. All that, you can do all of that. Okay. My job is to be here for that hour to make sure that the information is going out so that you can get it whenever you want to. It always feels good when the board like that, all these people on the line. That makes me feel great. Thank you for wonderful. I know that you're there, that you put this 1 hour aside to spend with me on the radio, and I really appreciate that, okay? I got to talk. I went right through the commercial. Well, we won't have a commercial this week. We'll do the commercial. Those of you are chimed in to hear the commercial, I apologize. We'll get it next week, okay? But the topic for today, we're talking about freedom, okay? Freedom means control. I just want to reiterate a little bit. Freedom means control. Now, you have to ask yourself, okay, what do you have control over? And how do you have control over? This is what you have to ask yourself. You have control over this country. How do you have control over this country? By voting, not just for the president and the vice president, but president and vice president, they can be able to do so much. You know what I'm saying? The people that acted that's controlling your lives are the people that's right in your area. The little judges and the city council, those are the people that's affecting your life. Those are the ones that are making you miserable. And you can vote them out. See what I'm saying? If you don't like what they're doing, take notes. Write their names down. If you go to court in front of a judge, write that judge's name down. If you don't like what that judge is, then call people, talk to people about that judge, and tell them next time when that judge is up to vote, get on the phone, call. Say, this is a rotten, lousy, stinking judge. Vote against this judge. You see what I'm saying? Especially if that judge gives you a hard time. Do you know you can sue a judge? You can't sue him in office because this is because of the way the Constitution is set up. See what I'm saying? Like in our society, the trustees, the judges are trustees. You can't sue a trustee. See what I'm saying? Because the trustees are liable for what government does. That's how it works. But through the notary public, a lot of people don't know this, through the notary public, you can sue a judge privately. That's why all the judges are bonded. You can sue a judge privately. You can go after him personally. See what I'm saying? As opposed to, you can't go after him as a judge because he's a trustee. This is a trust. This is why the society is set up now to show you how government works. So you know how the trust works. See what I'm saying? So you can't, like in our society, you can't sue the trustees in our society. The trustees are not liable for what the trust does. You have to sue the trust. See what I'm saying? That's how that works. And the government's run the same way. So what we're doing by setting up a society that we're setting up, we're showing you how to run the government, how to control government, and what you're supposed to be doing. Now, in our society, we don't vote for people. We vote for what we have to get done. Well, I'm not going to vote, spend all this. Look at all the money they spend voting for Biden and Harris and Trump and all these other people. Millions of dollars they spend to get these people in office, okay? Can you imagine what that money would do in neighborhoods and areas where people don't have money? That money could help a whole lot of people. So instead of voting on people to do things for you, it seems like a better idea just to vote on what you want done. You see what I'm saying? When you have a vote, you know, you're voting about on immigration. You're voting whether to have the, what to do with the immigrant. You know, you're not voting on somebody to tell you what to do with the immigrant. You're voting on what to do with the immigration rules. You know what I mean? Why it's so hard for the Mexicans to come back home. This is their land at one time. Mexico, California, they want to put their land, but they're immigrants. Now they can't come back here, you know? You have control over all of that. Your control lies to the vote. Anybody that tells you they don't vote, see what I'm saying? They don't still sleep. They don't have a clue to what's going on. Oh, the vote don't matter. Duh. If it didn't matter, why are they trying to keep you from voting? Why are they suppressing you all over the country to keep you from casting that little ballot? That's where your freedom lies. In a democracy, that's where your freedom lies. Communism is not going to happen. Socialism is not what you need. The democracy that you have going on right now is the best thing that you have if you use your power. See what I'm saying? That little vote, boy, it's a big deal. Ask Donald Trump how big a deal that is. You know what I mean? This guy, Roman, I'm going to win, win, win. You have 70 million people that voted for that idiot. But now, even though that many people voted for him, over 80 million people voted against him. So he out. Now, if they hadn't got fired up and went to the polls, that guy would have got 4 more years. It's going to take almost a year and a half before the racism begin to tone down in the commercials and the movies. Because, you know, they do movies and commercials and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, based on who's running the country and where the race is going, where the racism is going. You follow what I'm saying? Look at your commercials right now. They're watching the commercials. Not a whole lot of black-owned businesses on the commercial. It costs so much, they don't have access to the commercials. You follow what I'm saying? So everything comes down to access. What you have access to money for. Now, Biden and Harris are putting some things in the plan that they set up. It's what they're fighting and arguing about now because they don't want you to have more power. Why was this election such a big deal? You know what I mean? Why? Because the mob, see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the gangsters. I'm talking about the mob, the white mob rule that's been running the country for the last 90 years have lost power. They lost their power after the second year of Bill Clinton. It's on the internet. They lost their power after the second year of Bill Clinton. And then when Obama got in there, they just went crazy. Called him the Antichrist and every dog on thing out. They just went out of their damn mouth. And so that they worked really hard to get their man in there, the little racist Trump. We got him in there, right? Mostly he was pushed by the abortion people. Have you noticed abortion people ain't standing out in front of the abortion clinic no more? They knew that stuff didn't work. It didn't work for them. Protesting all over the place, it didn't work. They went to the ballot, and they got their man in there to try to overturn some of the law. They're trying to get the They stacked the deck on the Supreme Court. Trump put in 150 judges. See what I'm saying? That's what that vote does. Okay? And so now they have a problem because they wanted to overturn Roe versus Wade. Really, I don't have a problem with, I don't have a problem with laws that stop women from killing the babies. I don't have a problem with that at all. You follow what I'm saying? You know, so you can call me whatever you want to call me, but I think the baby should live. All right, and I think if the woman that want to have the abortion, I think that she should consult. There should be a method for her to consult the state, where the state can take the baby from the female, right? If she don't want the baby, just turn the baby over to the state. Just give the state the baby. Don't kill the child, you know, just because you don't think you can raise the child. You know what I'm saying? And they have a way that you can take the. I'm not sure about this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You can check it out. You can take the baby out of the mother's womb and put it into another female. You follow what I'm saying? I think they can do that, you know? I have to check that. I have to do a little more research on that. I don't like saying stuff that I'm not really sure of. But I know that they can inseminate a child, and they can inseminate a mother. From the parents, they can assimilate, use a mother's, another woman's womb to bring their child into existence, okay? I know they can do that. And I think they have the technology now where they can literally take the baby out and put the baby in, well, they're using test tubes. They can put the baby in a tube, in other words. They can take the baby, once the baby's alive, they can take the baby out of the mother's womb, put the baby in a tube. And grow that child to 9 or 10 months, okay? And that way, the women, if they don't want the child, they don't have to dump the baby. You know, they can literally give the child a chance to live. You don't know what you, like I said in my commercial, your sisters, you don't have no idea what you're dumping. You know, that we need those babies because who you think gonna save us? Who you think gonna save this mess that we're in? You know what I mean? If a lot of us too old to do anything, although we're trying. But it's the children. We got to have a handle on the children. The children are our favorites. Well, I only have about a minute left. Those that are online, I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I like to do a closing session before we start streaming. Although we did have a few minutes after the stream, but it's not going out across the net, okay? It's just within the radio itself. I have walked the path of divine energy today. And did not break the universal law of reward itself. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to text everybody tomorrow. Those are on the air right now, you know. The society's talk will be at 8 o'clock, okay? And with that... With that, I'd like to thank you so much for chiming in, and we'll talk again. We'll talk to you more tomorrow, and we'll talk again next week, okay? This is Elohim saying, remember, love is an act, and make up the good, okay? Much love.